The 10th annual Give to the Max Day came to a close at midnight last night. Joining me now to go over the results is NPR Arts reporter Marianne Combs. Hi, Marianne.
Hi there, Stephen.
What were the final numbers?
Well, according to GiveMN's executive director, Jake Bloomberg, donors raised $21.1 million for close to 5,500 charitable causes here in Minnesota. That's a new record, $500,000 more than Give to the Max Day's previous record set last year. This is the third year in a row that Give to the Max Day has set a new record.
Now, this year, the IRS changed the rules regarding charitable deductions. Did that have any impact on Give to the Max?
That's right. The IRS doubled the automatic deduction, meaning that some people would have to give twice as much money to see a benefit in their tax returns. Many nonprofits have worried that this would result in a dip in giving. But Give to the Max Day, like I said, set another record. When I asked Jake Bloomberg about it, he had this to say.
Give to the Max Day is a grassroots giving day where donors are planning and tending to give multiple gifts of varying amounts. And tax deductibility, when we ask donors year after year what their key motivators are, for Give to the Max Day, their key motivators are civic engagement and the incredible work that the nonprofits and schools they are supporting are doing. Tax deductibility isn't even in their top 10 motivator.
Now, I did put some calls out to nonprofits asking how their charitable giving was doing this year as a whole. Some said they saw a dip in October because many people were directing their giving to political causes connected with the November elections. But otherwise, they said giving appeared to be holding steady. The real test, I think, comes at the end of the year when many people are meeting with their accountants and figuring out what they need to give in order to reduce their tax burden.
Marianne, past Give to the Max Days have been marred by technical problems with the site crashing sometimes. Did we see any of that this year?
Both this year and last year were free of any significant problems. Generally, the people I talked to, whether they were doing the giving or the receiving, said they had an overwhelmingly positive experience. Whatever technical glitches they encountered resolved themselves quickly. Jake Bloomberg attributes that to GiveMN's new technology partner, MightyCause.com. One person told me that she finds the new shopping cart feature on the website to be dangerous in a good way. She thinks she probably ended up giving to twice as many charities as she would have otherwise.
You've covered Give to the Max Day since it got its start a number of years ago. Looking back, how has this day evolved?
You know, it's interesting. When Give to the Max Day first launched in 2009, there was no transaction fee. GiveMN.org set aside what it thought would be enough money to cover the cost of the credit card transactions. It even offered a matching grant for the first $1 million in donations, 50 cents on the dollar. But it woefully underestimated just how much Minnesotans would give. The website was overwhelmed, and in the end, it only ended up matching 4 cents on the dollar. Over the years, the organization has added a transaction fee, and it's worked with various technology partners. And this latest partner seems to be the best so far. But that requires a 6.9% transaction fee overall. That means when donors give $20 million, well over $1 million is going to pay fees. So some people are asking the question, is there a way we can keep doing this, having a day that generates an urgency and enthusiasm around charitable giving, but in which more of the donation goes to the charitable causes?
In general, do you think organizers believe that this is working the way they had intended?
Oh, there's no question that Give to the Max Day and the GiveMN site is a huge boon, particularly to small nonprofits that simply don't have the infrastructure to do their own fundraising. And it's inspired many people to give for the first time. But for larger nonprofits, which already have their own fundraising tools in place and strong connections to their donor base, it continues to present some significant challenges.
All right. Thanks, Marianne.
My pleasure.
For purposes of transparency, we should note that NPR is one of the some 5,500 nonprofits that benefited from Give to the Max.